This is Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. And now we're going to turn our attention to the sky for some bird watching. We're not looking for just any bird. We want the peregrine falcon. And she may not be easy to spot. On the hunt, the peregrine falcon can reach speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. Just a few decades ago, these birds were on the brink of extinction. For a while, there were just two breeding pairs left in California. Now there are over 300 nests across the state, and the birds have started moving into cities. Take a walk near Oakland Civic Center around dusk, and you might see someone peering through a telescope trying to find the peregrine. KLW's Jeremy Dalmas took a look, too, and was surprised by what he found. Here's Jeremy.
It's a Thursday afternoon, and there are dozens of people by Oakland City Hall. There are friends meeting up after work, a man's playing fetch with his dog, and a school group is taking a class photo. I joined the bustle to meet up with birder Shirley Dole. I had heard that peregrine falcons perch near here.
So, are there any birds today?
No birds today, I'm afraid. They don't always show up. They come and go. You just don't know.
Dole says that's part of the deal. When birding, you're on their schedule. Dole's been watching falcons for over 5 years. She remembers when she first started seeing them.
I had a job in Alameda on the estuary near the Fruitvale Bridge back in the mid-1990s. And there was a falcon at that time roosting on the bridge, not nesting at that time.
There aren't any peregrine nests here, but there are a handful of spots that falcons perch on. One of them is high up in Oakland's 99-year-old City Hall.
So when they're here, they're hunting?
Mm-hmm.
What are
or
they?
Or resting.
Or resting?
Uh-huh. Yeah, either way. They're loafing or hunting. That's all a falcon does because they're a predatory bird.
There's something alluring to me about watching birds of prey, even if they are just loafing. I try to imagine being up in one of the ornate nooks, looking down at all the little humans bustling around at the end of their workday. Being a falcon doesn't sound too hard to me. Dole says they've done well adapting to modern cities. The tall buildings mimic their original home on cliffs. Falcons are predatory, and their primary diet is other birds. And in cities like Oakland, there is one bird that outnumbers all others.
Pigeons, almost exclusively. They're tasty, I gather. People eat them, too.
There are plenty around today. Could I catch one? I eye a pigeon. But I feel like I'm not ready yet. We still haven't found any falcons to give me a good lesson. She says that they catch pigeons in mid-flight. After peregrines spend the day scanning downtown Oakland, hopefully they spot a pigeon flying through the plaza with a belly full of French fries. Then they leap off of their perch. They use gravity to gather speed and then hook back up and catch the pigeon from below.
In watching falcons, I've gained a lot more respect for pigeons than I had before. I was typically, 5 years ago, I'd think of them as like the flying rats from the city.
Dole says pigeons are actually incredibly agile birds, and they put up a heck of a fight. Definitely not a free lunch. She says once she saw a peregrine slam one into a fountain, and the pigeon managed to take flight right out of the water.
Soaking wet, slow-moving pigeon is no match for falcon. It got snatched in just a second or two after it took off. But I was saying, wow, look at that pigeon go.
We wandered up San Pablo Avenue, away from City Hall. Then, Dole spotted something.
There's a pair of ravens right there on the corner of the lower building right there. I'll get the scope on it so you can see them.
She looked in.
One of them's preening the other.
That means cleaning and rearranging feathers.
Go ahead and take a look.
I'm looking through there and it feels like I'm right, sitting there with them.
Ravens are kind of cuddly birds.
Dole says showing birds to passersby is one of the things that she likes about birding.
People will stop and say, "What are you doing?" When they get to look at the birds and they go, "Wow."
I never thought about how Oakland is home to these wild birds the same way that it's home to me. I just get my hair cut at the barber rather than a perm on top of an office building. But still, I feel like I came here to connect with a noble hunter, not with a stylist. Dole and I have been prowling around for an hour with no luck. The button at the crosswalk seems to be taunting us.
Wait, wait.
Wait, wait.
Wait.
Just like we're waiting for the falcons.
Peregrine falcons wait all day for the right moment to catch their dinner. If I want to know what it's like to be one, then this is probably a good lesson.
Maybe we'll call it a day.
We can do that, I guess.
At least I got to imagine the city through a new and very keen set of eyes. It makes the city seem fresh and leads me to wonder who else I share the city with, who I could meet if I just knew what to look for. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.